Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, 5:17 a.m. Okay, so I have not painted all week long, except for, not even Sunday, I don't think, huh? Yeah, I didn't paint Sunday for some reason. Oh yeah, we went to church on Sunday instead of going on Saturday evening. So, and then we had other stuff to do. Anyway, so I haven't painted, and I'm starting to paint right now. I'm working on the Empowered Woman panel still. Hold on, let me sneeze. Boy, maybe I should edit that out, huh? Anyway, so I've been working on my redoing my backyard to expanding the garden. I've got some walkways planned. I had 5 yards of decomposed granite delivered to my house so I can put down for walkways and stuff and other projects that are going to come down later on down the road. I had it dumped on the RV parking area of my driveway, which is closest to my backyard. And as soon as they dumped it, I started moving it towards into the backyard. I put a sheet of plastic down, and a big sheet of plastic, because 5 yards is a lot of stuff. So I worked until I petered out towards lunchtime, and it got too hot. It was in the hundreds this week. So then I, before I actually overdid it, I went in and threw a bunch of water on me, washed my face off, of course, because I was sweating like a dog, or like a pig, or like an ice cube. And because I don't know if pigs really sweat. I know ice cubes do. Anyway, so I came in, ate my lunch, cooled off, and then ate my lunch. And took a break until there was shade over the decomposed granite pile that they dumped. And I went out there and worked another about hour and a half till it got really too hot, in the shade even. And I didn't really want to overdo it, so I came back in. And yesterday morning, after doing my regular watering stuff, I went ahead and finished getting it off the driveway. So, the dryer went off. And so the wife had this little project. We had a cat dumped in our neighborhood, and it, of course, gravitated to us because we have cat food outside for one of our outdoor cats. Anyway, she had a litter, and we ended up getting her fixed, the mother cat. And then this past week, we took the kittens down because they're old enough now to get them fixed. And so yesterday, after I moved the pile and ate some lunch and got cleaned up, we went down to the county shelter and picked them up. They're feral, you know, there's no holding them or anything like that, so they do that for free, as long as, you know, and what we do, we let them loose in the backyard, and so they'll stick around here while they, you know, without repopulating the neighborhood with more cats. Anyway, so that's, I've been pretty busy, of course, after working, let's see, so the mornings I would work until it got too hot, and I would, you know, come in and clean up. And by that point, I really didn't really want to come out into the warm garage. It's not hot in the garage. It's just pretty darn warm, and I didn't want to sit in the warmth painting, so I didn't paint. I really didn't have the oomph to do it either after moving a bunch of dirt and digging a bunch of stuff, trying to get these pathways down. From what I could see, at my pace that I'm doing this, and I am 69 years old, you know, and I did have quadruple bypass, and I am overweight. But so much for excuses for not getting stuff done quickly. But so let me just say that, this project will be with me for a while, so I'm going to be a Sunday painter, or maybe a Saturday painter too. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just kind of like work through the week as best I can, getting this project, outdoor project done, and just be a weekend painter. Because I, after shoveling all that that decomposed granite, the 5 yards, and it makes a pretty big pile of stuff. And anyway, after doing that, my right hand's arthritis really flared up, and the three middle fingers are really sore to flex back and forth. And you could see the swelling in the knuckles. Oh, really swollen. So I kind of want that to, I don't really want to do any more hard work on that. And I want these to, my hand to kind of like recover from it. So we'll see how that works. But anyway, so let me get back to work here. I've got to go out and water some stuff, some usual water stuff, and also let the chickens out in a bit. So I'll get back to you. Let me get painting here. 5:50 a.m. Okay, it's got light enough outside. I'm gonna let the chickens out after I do some watering, or when I do some watering or whatever. So I'm taking a little break here, got started, got an idea where I'm going today, on the painting that is. So be back in a bit. 6:25 a.m. Okay, so I went outside and I let the chickens out. I also watered this cover crop I have growing in my backyard from my garden expansion. And I noticed yesterday that some of the cover crop was kind of like wilty after growing maybe about a foot high. And so I went through and I kind of broke up the soil around it, see if that helped any. I don't know why it's doing that. Anyway, so another concern out there is that I have two patches of amaranth. And one is in the old garden and one is in the new area garden. And but the old garden amaranth is doing fine. It's got these nice big red flowers and everything. excuse me. Pretty good sized plants. And the ones in the new garden, big plants, big beautiful leaves and everything, thick stalks. But their flowers are they're really wimpy. I mean, they're not even red. They're like weed flowers. So I don't know what the story on that is. It's lacking something. But anyway, I don't want to think about that. Let me get back to painting here. So I'll see you in a bit. 11:41 a.m. Okay, about an hour ago, I took a break and I went out and looked at the backyard and talked to the wife a little bit. And, well, actually, I have back in the back in my garden expansion, I put some cover crop down, which was buckwheat. And right now they've got all these little white flowers all over the plants with a ton of bees just working on them. So I was watching the bees work for a while. That was kind of cool. Anyway, so I came back in and I decided to eat lunch. And so I ate lunch and sat for a bit. Now I'm back to paint. So that's where I've been, in case you're wondering. So let's get back at it. 1:30 p.m. Okay, I gotta get going here. We're gonna go to church this afternoon, so I gotta get ready. Ooh, excuse me. And so I painted until now, and I just finished cleaning up, which doesn't take that long. But yeah, kind of. I don't know. We'll see. I started something. Now it's, you know, you change one thing. Now you got to change the other. Then you got to change the other. So I don't know where I'm going with this yet. But it looks better. So I'm getting somewhere at least. Okay. So let's call it quits and have a good day.